Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott Hunt of Jack Hunt Gold and Silver is on the WBEN Liveline this morning. We are watching an incredible gold rally. Gold crossed over $4,000 an ounce this week. Scott, why is this happening?
Interesting question. Thanks for having me. I think the misnomer is that I think people always believe that it's retail investors, and that's not the case at all. Really, the biggest factor driving it is sovereign central banks buying massive amounts of gold reserves for their countries. And we've seen now in the last year over 1,000 tons of gold have been purchased collectively by an array of central banks across the world, much of which, and I'm not passing any judgment on why this is the case, but when other countries saw how Western countries handled economic sanctions against the Russians at the start of the Ukraine war and the freezing of assets, other countries took note of that and said, maybe we have to have a percentage of our sovereign reserves in something that isn't, say, a digital asset that could be manipulated by somebody else or a sanction could be placed upon.
Well, you know, all that being said, what we're seeing now and what we've been seeing really over the last year is a surging stock market and the surging price of gold and silver and other precious metals. And usually you don't see both of those happen at the same time. It's one goes one way, the other goes the other way. It leads a lot of people to think that something's got to give. Do you think that way?
Absolutely. I mean, what goes up must come down. And I will always say this, precious metals is considered what's often called a safe haven asset, where people are choosing to invest in that asset as a way to hedge against market volatility. Now, to see it at the same time as the stock market is rallying, you are correct, is unusual. And I do think that there are investors in the United States that are afraid that AI is a bubble, and maybe that is some of the investor movement into precious metals. But I would say, and especially, the faster anything that goes up, typically, historically, it rebounds the same way. So no one can say for certain. If I knew for certain, I would be living in a Caribbean country and not working anymore. It's highly, highly unusual.
Scott, is it just gold? What about silver?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I did a little history last night in preparation for this. It's just think about this. With silver, January 2nd, the first trading day of 2025, silver closed at $29.57. Yesterday, it was $48.81. That is a dramatic rise. And I just want to put it in perspective with gold. Gold was $2,000 August of 20. It was hit $3,000 for the first time March 25th, 25, and it broke $4,000 earlier this week. It's just crazy.
It's incredible. So a lot of people are wondering, all right, how do I cash in? If somebody has maybe a necklace, a bracelet, something that's gold or silver lying around, I mean, what could they typically expect the return to be? And I know this is kind of getting into market timing, which everyone always says you can't do, but should now be the time where they're looking to, all right, hey, let's see what it's worth?
Absolutely. I always sit here and say it's also dependent upon one's economic interest. If you're looking to take something of value and transform it into something else, any time is a good time to do that. But certainly market conditions, this might be, I can't say for certain, it could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, though. I mean, the last time we saw a rally in gold like this was 2011, and before that was 1980. So just to explain the process real quick, if someone were to sell an item, it's a very simple formula. If someone's going to look at the chain, they're going to weigh it, they're going to look for markings, or they're going to test it for its purity, and they're going to take weight, multiply it by the purity, and then they multiply it by a factor of the spot price, because we are capitalists. And what I mean by a factor of the spot price is just using round numbers. If gold was trading for $1,000, a dealer is going to say it's $600-$700 is the factor that they're going to use to multiply, so that there's a margin so that they can make a profit and pay for the lights and pay for the insurance and pay for the employee. So I would say, and I'm not saying that factor could be anywhere from, I've heard as low as 30 and as high as 70. And it just all depends on the dealer and the circumstances. And it would be a good question for customers to ask, what factor are you using on the spot price?
Okay. And it's probably best if they go to more than one dealer to get an idea?
Like anything else, how does it harm the consumer to shop? I will say the one thing that in this business is that someone will get a quote from one dealer, go to a second dealer, get a lower quote, and then they say, well, dealer A quoted me this much more, and they're like, all right, I'll just give you that. That's usually a bad sign that somebody's not on the up and up. I mean, I can't prevent that, but I do know it happens often where someone will just say, instead of losing the customer, they match the price, which is good for the person who walks in the door, but it's not good for the original dealer who is actually offering a more of a competitive price.
Well, it's interesting to look at, and I think a lot of people are starting to think about exactly what we're talking about. And we thank you for helping us sort through it. I'm sure it's not the last time we'll do it. Scott, thanks so much. Scott Hunt from Jack Hunt Gold and Silver joining us live here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.